You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The latest effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, is a bill crafted by Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, both Republicans. The Cassidy-Graham bill would establish a block grant system to states to cover health care costs for Medicaid recipients. Senator Cassidy told CNN yesterday how the bill would work.
Our bill gives the governor responsibility, which she or he may not want, but that's the best way to get people covered.
But Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards doesn't see it that way.
I don't have any doubt that Louisiana would be one of the states that come out the worst under that particular proposal.
When he became governor in 2016, Edwards expanded Medicaid in Louisiana, and since then, more than 430,000 residents have gained health care coverage. Edwards says that could change under the Graham-Cassidy bill, as it would actually end the expansion in 2020. In a letter to the U.S. Senate Tuesday, Edwards urged leaders to consider a more bipartisan approach to health care reform. According to Edwards, those who signed the letter included
Democrats, Republicans, and independents that are recommending that Congress, particularly the Senate, not move forward with the Graham-Cassidy bill.
Nine other governors signed Edwards' letter. A report in the Chicago Tribune cites an analysis by Avalere Health, a Washington-based health policy consulting firm, that forecasts the Cassidy-Graham bill would sharply reduce federal spending on health insurance and cause 34 states to lose such funding. U.S. Senate leadership hopes to vote on the Graham-Cassidy bill by September 30th. Public Radio WRKF in Baton Rouge contributed to this report. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.